You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Jay White sent me this article before everybody started making their videos on it. So, of course, I'm going to give my opinion on this particular scenario and how I thoroughly support the 7-Eleven workers. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of August. 7-Eleven workers wallop California man who tried to steal trash can full of cigarettes. Quote, unquote, whoop his ass. Oh, gentlemen, if the old idiom to beat someone like they stole something could be applied, this is the perfect scenario where it is applicable. Two 7-Eleven workers in California took matters into their own hands and used a stick to wallop a man who tried to steal a trash can full of cigarettes. Gentlemen, every time I watch that video, I laugh, I smile, I literally get out of my gaming chair and start applauding. Why? Because that grown-ass Pookie found out that day. That was definitely a FAFO moment for the ages. Shocking video of the attempted strong arm robbery, because I'm going to call it exactly what it is, shows one employee holding the thief down while his colleague relentlessly whacks him roughly 25 times. Oh yeah, they used the stick of suffering, the rod of retribution, the wood of whacking. They wore his ass out. Okay, the thief screams at his attackers while pleading for mercy. It's always hilarious when you see a wannabe tough guy find out that someone is actually tougher than him. And what does he do? He collapses and starts screaming like a little girl. Before he was taken down by the retail workers, the robber had casually entered behind the California convenience store's register with a 20-gallon trash can in tow. He nonchalantly grabs fistful of tobacco products, including cigarettes, cigars, and vapes, and tosses them into the bin as the off-camera workers plead for him to stop. See, right there, they gave him the chance. Hey, stop this. Don't do this. Quote, unquote, just let him go. There's nothing you can do. They're not going to do anything. The bystander who took the video could be heard saying, seemingly referencing the national string of thefts in which shoplifters raid shelves of supplies before walking out of their stores with the loot. The green and black clad worker switches from a defensive role when the thief tries to push past him and orders him to move out of the way while he continues his heist. See right there, he tried to act like he was going to be a tough guy. Move, move. Yeah, I'm going to get loud. The typical black aggressive stance. I'm going to get loud. I'm going to try to make myself bigger than what I am. Ironically, where did he learn that aggressive posture from? That's right. More than likely, the single mother that raised him. as we all know, whenever black women try to get aggressive, what's the first thing that they do? They try to get loud. They try to overtalk you. Blah, 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 blah. See, that does not work when it comes to black men. Why? Because as men, we know fisticuffs can ensue. The employee quickly grapples with the robber and tackles him to the floor just in time for his co-worker to appear and deliver 23 beautiful, even though they say brutal, I'm going to say beautiful, blows with what appears to be a broomstick. Once again, gentlemen, that film footage is absolutely fucking spectacular. The weapon-wielding employee takes a quick break from the whacking while his co-worker squeezes in a punch of his own to the upper back of the robber, sending the thief writhing chaotically enough to knock over his trove of stolen goods at the feet of his attackers. Quote unquote, that's called whooping your ass. Whoop his ass. Get him. The bystander says before asking the thief if he's ready to give up the heist. You see how quickly the guy filming turned from somewhat agreeing with the thief when he first started to actually turning on him and saying, okay, yeah, whoop his ass. You know why? Because those Indian guys let him know, you're not going to get away with this. We are going to take matters into their own hands. You see, that's the perfect example of an example being made. Quote unquote, yeah, I'm done, the robber pleads. I'm going to go. In spite of the surrender, the stick-wielding employee delivers two final whacks as the bystander orders the workers to free the robber. Quote unquote, no more, no more, the cameraman says as the thief screams in pain. In subsequent videos shared by the bystander, the employees contemplate calling the police on the thief, but opt to let him walk out empty-handed. Yeah, calling the police would have been a waste of time. However, old-ass Pookie learned a valuable lesson that day. The bystander walks behind the counter and urges the workers to let the man free before berating the thief himself, ordering him not to come back to the 7-Eleven or try stealing again. Gentlemen, pain is definitely a good way to get compliance. Once again, you know how they talk about how the death penalty is not a deterrent, and I disagree on that? Pain is a great deterrence. The thief claims he was beaten so badly that he can't stand up and walk out on his own. But the bystander calls his bluff. Quote unquote, you better walk tonight, he says, while leading him out of the store. Amid his agonizing groans and pleads for his freedom, the thief asks whether he can get a soda for the road. Some people are just so far gone. What kind of shit are you telling me? You do this shit and you want a soda? No, 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 no. Get the fuck out, man, the bystander says. Gentlemen, I wholeheartedly agree with what these clerks did. Like I said, as an upstanding, law-abiding black man myself, we have far too many idiots like that old-ass Pookie who are going around and purposefully fucking up the black ethnic image. And speaking of the black ethnic image. Let me be clear. Let me differentiate. The American black image. My God, this opens up an even deeper conversation. What do I mean? All of these bills that were designed to quote unquote stop, or should I say limit, what is viewed as systemic racism within the law enforcement department, which, let me be crystal clear, there are a shitload of bad actors. Yes, there are a shit ton of bad actors within law enforcement. Take, for example, another recent article that came out about a black truck driver who was pulled over. He had his hands up. He was complying with the police orders, but for some odd reason, a canine unit still put the dog on him. Yeah, situations like that need to be brought to the forefront. However, when it comes to the American black image, this goes back to all of those bills that said, oh, we're trying to combat, you know, quote unquote, the disparity, in black and brown arrests. So what are we going to do? We're going to put out bills that says, oh, stealing below a certain threshold, we're not going to enforce that. Guess what? Black people, once again, let me be clear, the American black people who decided, you know what? This is pretty much going to be a free-for-all. The dregs of the American black society have decided they're going to go out and start committing all sorts of petty crime, which in turn does what? Further destruction of the American black image. Once again, American black people, the vast majority, were good, hardworking, upstanding citizens. Yet, let's go back to the quote unquote no snitching policy. That has been one of the most devastating things that the black community continues to uphold. It's devastating. Now, I understand when you look at history back in the day, you can kind of have an argument when, you know, during civil rights eras and all that stuff, you could understand that. However, now, these days, oh, no. But you also have to look at the other side of it. If, you know, the good black people actually do try to do the right thing and say, hey, these guys over here messing up, do those same black people get police protection from retaliation? No. So it's kind of a quandary. What do you do? But something's going to have to be done. Something will truly have to be done. However, more and more hardworking, honest black men have decided, you know what? I'm getting my passport. Yeah. So unfortunately, the dregs of American black society have been allowed to run roughshod, further destroying the American black image. And guess what? They're all too happy to do so, especially when it comes to the American black woman. Oh, man. The ratchetness, it's off the chain. Once again, women like Suki Hanna, women like Sexy Red, I always say those are the true paid agents to continue to fuck up what's left of the American black population. Hey, but you know what? People are going with this willingly, so willful ignorance is definitely no excuse, but hey, too many people practice it. But all in all, this Pookie, he fucked around And he found out more and more people are going to end up taking matters into their own hands. And guess what? I'm all for it. I truly am. I spare no expenses. I spare no empathy. None whatsoever. If I see somebody end up getting their ass kicked for trying to steal, guess what? I'm going to sit back. If I have a drink, I'm going to drink it. If I have some chips, I'm going to sit back and eat them and enjoy the show. Hey, it is what it is. And for all you low-grade criminals out there who think you're going to be tough guys, understand this. Understand it clearly. The fake-ass power you think you have by being a tough guy will be tested. And guess what? When you get that test, don't be mad at the results. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.